Hagatavach, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. It's Matzah Shabbos, Parshas Baloyscha, Tovshin Pehei. Our hearts are in great sorrow over the devastating news coming out of Eretz Yisrael with the missiles that landed. Rachmana Litzlan, people killed, injuries, trauma. And Eis Sara Hilu Yaakov. I want to share with you what I share with my kehillah today, and perhaps it'll be a chizuk for us. Everyone, last week was all excited. This week's parsha, when a war will come into your land, says the pasuk, and you will blow the trumpets. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem leikeichem, and you'll be remembered in front of Hashem. V'noishatem mi'oiveichem. The Chasam Sofer points out that when it comes to the next pasuk, Avo v'yayim simchaschem, Avo mayadeichem, Avo rashi chadsheichem, it says, U'sikatem v'chatzoyitzis. You'll blow a tkia. But when it comes to the war, it says, V'harei oisem v'chatzoyitzis. V'harei oisem, says the Chasam Sofer, is a lashon of a trua, ginuchei ganach vilulei yilal. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, a trua is a shvarim, or a trua as we call it, is sobbing, is crying. Why? When the Melchama comes to Arzachem, is it v'harayosem echatzoytrois? Because the trumpets, the shvarim and trua that you're going to blow, is laskirchem loshu mimaisechem haroim, is to wake you up to tshuva. That cry, it's an eis sara, is to wake Klal Yisrael up to tshuva. And therefore, when the melchama comes, b'arayosem b'chatzoytres, you have to hear the message of this simen, of this pasuk. The message is b'arayosem b'chatzoytres. It's a wake-up call to tshuva. The chatzoytres b'darach Klal we don't have today. But as I said Friday night, is not every air raid siren the Chatzotra is telling us, wake up, there's danger, we have to do tshuva. But continues the Chasam Sofer, Gam Ramaz v'ariyosem miloshen reyus. V'ariyosem is a loshen of reyus, of friendship. And here he says, this is in a drasha, he says, Shetischabru im sadikeichem. You should connect with tzaddikim. If you connect with the tzaddikim, if Klal Yisrael unites under the banner of the tzaddikim, v'nizkartem v'noishatem. Earlier in the parsha, on the pasuk, uvehakil es hakol tisku v'loy sariu. When it comes, says the Chasam Sofer Remes, uvehakil es hakol, when Klal Yisrael unites as one kehila, tisku. You don't have to worry when we're ba'achdus, when we're bereus. You don't have to worry tisku. All you have to blow is a tkia. A tkia is a sound of simcha. It's a sound blowing the trumpet. Like simchaschem u'mayadeichem u'brocheichachechem u'sikatem. It's simcha. It's chesed. It's malchus. It's coronating the king. U'be'akil es hakol. When Klal Yisrael is united, says the Chasam Sofer, tisku v'loy sariu. You don't have to worry, you'll just be blowing tears. V'loy sariu. You won't have the midas hadin of the trua, the crying of the trua, the sobbing of the trua. But as the pasuk right before it says, trua yisku l'maseyem. When Klal Yisrael is l'maseyem, traveling and scattered, and we're not united, Rachmana Litzlan, you know what you're going to blow, says the pasuk. You're going to blow a trua. The midas hadin of trua. The vahari oisem. The sobbing of the trua. But uvehakil es hakol, when Klal Yisrael is united. Vahari oisem, when Klal Yisrael is ba'achdos. When we're bereus. Then tisku uvelo yisariu. We'll be protected. And we'll blow a tkia, not a trua. And I want to delve a little deeper into this idea that the Chassam Sofer is saying, the Havahari Oysam. It's that Reus, Uvahakalas Hakol, it's that Achdus, that causes V'nizkartem Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, as the Pasuk there says, V'noishatem Me'oyaveichem, to try to understand what our Avoida is from afar. And I want to use another Chassam Sofer to explain this. And the Chassam Sofer says as follows. The Chassam Sofer says that I noticed a little bit of an argument between different kehilos in Klal Yisrael about the following topic. He says this. He wrote in Tovkuf Samach Tes this drasha, which is 1809. He says about 60 years ago, in the city of Prague, there was a tzara. The enemies were coming and laying siege to the city, and there was the opportunity for people to flee. And the Heilig Gnoide Yehuda, the Rav of Prague, wanted to flee the city, and the Manhige Ir did not allow him to do it. They didn't let him. He wanted to leave the city because he needs chusim to be in a makom tzara. But they said that if the Rav stays in the city, he'll protect us. Manhige Yisrael should remain with their kehilas, stay in the tzara. And their cheshbon was, if he stays in the tzara, he'll be able to daven with more kavana, because he's part of the tzara. And in his chus of being in the tzara, we'll be protected. They refused to let him leave. Says the Chassam Sofer, but I heard about, and I saw, in cities in Germany, the opposite. In the city of Mainz, he says, there was also an attack a number of years ago, he says, and they sent the Rav right away to Frankfurt. And in Koblenz, they said they did the same thing. And in Frankfurt, he says, when that attack came to Frankfurt, they sent my Rebbe, the Haflah, they sent him out to a different city, to Hanau. Because they said, why should the Rav in all these cities have to be a part of the Tzara? And Adarabba, if he's in a safe place, he'll be able to daven with more kavana. He won't have that fear over him. He'll be able to help us even more from afar. And not only that, he says, there's episaskula, that when the gadol ha'ir has to leave, that the enemy will be vanquished. Based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Vayihi bin Soya Aron. The Aron is the Tamid HaChachamim. When the Aron has to move, has to flee, then kuma Hashem v'yavut seivecha v'yanusim misanecha mipanecha. So therefore, they felt that it's best to send the Rav away. Says the Chassam Sofer, we see from here that there's a machlokes between the Hanhagas, Manhige Prague, and the Hanhagas of the other kehilos that he just mentioned. So he writes and he continues and he says, this is a drasha, by the way, in Chelek Beis, page Shin Hei, in the old drashas. And he says, I found that each kehila has a Maimer Chazal to rely on. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, Daf Hei Amid Beis, that Rabbi Chanina came to Rabbi Yechanan, who was sick, and he told Rabbi Yechanan, take my hand, and he took his hand, and Rabbi Yechanan was cured. Asked the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yechanan need Rav Chanina, so to speak, to be merapahim, to daven for him and be merapahim? But look, Rabbi Yechanan lenapshe, why couldn't Rabbi Yechanan heal himself? So the Gemara answers the klal, ein chavush mater atzmoy mi beiso asurim. A captive, a prisoner cannot free himself from the jail. Which means to say, a person, Rabbi Yechanan, was sick. It was a midas hadin from Shamayim. It was an oynesh, a challenge from Shamayim. He can't get himself out. He's the one with the midas hadin. The captive, the prisoner, can't free himself. He needs someone from the outside to be mispalel and to free him. So this would sound like it's not such a good idea to keep the Rav in the city. Send him away. Send him away. He's now an outsider like the German cities. Send him away. He's an outsider. He'll be able to daven and free the city from its tzara. But he says the Manhigim of Prague also have what to rely on. Because the Rashi tells us by Yishmael. Yishmael was deathly ill, and his mother was davening for him, but the Pasuk says that the Malach told her, Kishom alikim al kol hanar basherusham. Says Rashi, I'll be the Medrash, even though Hagar davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the Kol Hanar. Why? Because Eina Doime Tfilas Acherim L'Tfilas Achila Ba'adatzma. You can't compare the Tfilah of others for the Tfilah of the Chayla himself. The Chayla who's in the Tzara davens with the most Kavana. He's the one in pain. He's the one who is Tfilah makes a bigger Roishem L'mayla. So therefore, it would seem that the Manhigim of Prague had this to rely on. Keep the night debut in the city. He's now the Chayla Atzma. He's part of the Tzara. And if he's part of the Tzara, that Tefillah is the best Tefillah. So each city has a Maimer Chazal to rely on. Says the Chasam Sofer, although Halacha L'maisa, it's going to be one or the other, there seems to be a contradiction between the Mamore Chazal. Is there any way for us to understand these Mamore Chazal? Ein Chavish Mater Atzmi Beis Hasurim, and the Tefillah Sachayla is the best Tefillah. Are we able to reconcile this contradiction? Says the Chasam Sofer, an unbelievable part. Says the Chasam Sofer, you have a person who's sick, Rachmana Litzlan. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings this Midas Hadin on him. And Chazal are telling us that if the Chayla davens, his Tefillah is a very powerful Tefillah. That doesn't mean to say that someone else can't daven for him. Other people could also daven for him. Now, L'chair, how does that work? If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Chayla to do tshuva and to get close to him and to connect with him, and when he does that, he'll become healed and so on and so forth, and he'll get out of the tzara. So I understand the Chayla has that ability. We'll have to understand he's also a Chavush and he has a Midas Hadin on him, but we can logically understand how a Tfilas HaChayla is able to heal him. If he has this Midas Hadin on him, he has this Chayli on him, how does it help for someone else to daven for him? What does someone else have to do with this? How does someone else's Tefillah help for him? Says the Chasam Sofer. So says the Chasam Sofer, I'll tell you how it works. Because all of Klai Yisrael is one entity, we're all not Neshama, we're all one Guf. When a person davens for another person who's a chayla, he's not davening for someone else, he's davening for himself. He's davening for a piece of himself. He is the chayla atzmai who is davening. Chazal tell us, when you daven for a chayla, tzorech sheyech la'atzmai alav. You have to make yourself sick. What does that mean, make yourself sick? It means to say you have to try and put yourself in the place of the chayla. Obviously no one could be the chayla himself. But a person has to work on feeling the pain of the Chayla. Klal Yisrael is one entity. We feel each other's pain. We feel each other's simcha. And if we're able to put ourselves into the mindset of the Chayla a little bit and to the best of our ability, then when we're going to daven, we're davening for ourselves who are Chaylim. We're davening for a piece of ourselves. It's not someone on the outside davening. It's the Chayla himself davening. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, that's how the tefillah of someone else in Klal Yisrael helps a chayla. But it's even more than that. Because although it's true, the tefillah of the chayla himself, in a way, could have more power because he's the one in the tzara. At times, the chayla has a hard time davening. But mikan l'tefillas chayla l'atzmai, even in the hard time he has davening, his tefillah is so potent. But on the flip side, he has a Midas Hadin on him. He's the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it on. And there's a concept of Ein Chavish Mater Atzmi Beis HaSurim. For someone who's in the Beis HaSurim, the one who's captive, it's very hard for him to free himself. He can't free himself. You need someone on the outside. So says the Chasam Sofer, when you have another person davening for a chayla, you have the best of both worlds. If he's tzarech sheyech la'atzmei alav, if he's able to the best of his ability to share in the pain of the chayla, to put himself into the mindset of the chayla, to try to think of the chayla, what he's going through, and then he davens, and he's davening for himself because that chayla is a piece of me, because all of Klal Yisrael is united. That's the most powerful tefillah, the chayla atzmai. Without the Midas Hadin, because the person who's davening, he doesn't have the midas hadin directly on him. The other limb, quote unquote, in his body, that other person who's a piece of him, that's where the midas hadin is focused. So I am able to daven because kechayla atzmai, without the midas hadin of ein chavash atzmai, mater atzmai beis hasurim, without that ein chavash atzmai, that midas hadin, without that midas hadin on him. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's the most powerful of tefillas. That's the most powerful of tefillas. Therefore, that's how you reconcile both of the Mamori Chazal. Avada the tefillas chilal atzma is the most potent. But when a yid davens for somebody else, and he tries to empathize with him, and put himself in his place, he's the chilal atzma. And he's able to daven. I ain't chobish mater atzma. That I don't have that problem. The midas hadin is not on me. I, Rashi, and by Yishmael. Yishmael was a guy. Even though Hagar was his mother, there's no connection. Over there, someone else davening for Yishmael is not going to work. It's not going to work. There you need the actual chayla himself. And therefore the chayla himself, Yishmael, Sham Alekim, Al-Kal Anar, Basher Husham. What do you see from this Chasam Sofer? You see from this Chasam Sofer that our tefillas are tefillas that are going to help if we recognize that we're one unit. We're one entity. Klal Yisrael is connected. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael, the Midas Hadin that is Mesucha in Eretz Yisrael, the V'harayoysa Machatzaitzris that's in Eretz Yisrael, those air sirens that are cries and sobs, and the cries and sobs of the people in Eretz Yisrael, that midas hadin that's mesucha aleihem, that pain that they're going through, is our pain, because we as Klal Yisrael are united. But we from afar, what are we supposed to do? We need to be mespalel. But how do we make sure that our tefillah is as potent as it could be, is as powerful as it could be? You're going to be sobbing and crying to do tshuva and to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you know how that's going to work? When you're bereus, when you recognize that we're one, united as one, that all of Klal Yisrael is one entity. And Tzorach Sheyech La'atzmei Aleihem. Let us try to put ourselves in the mindset, in the pachad, the fear of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael every time that siren goes off, and even in between. The trauma, the anguish that the children, the adults, that everyone is having over there. Let's stop for a moment and think about it. That's Vahareyosem, that's Reyos. That's recognizing that we're one entity and their pain is our pain. Tzorach Sheyech La'atzmai, to try to put ourselves in their mindset. Vahareyosem Machatzaitzris, if you put yourself into their mindset, if you have the Reyos that is coming because of this Midas Hadin, because of this Yilala, because of these cries that are emanating from Eretz Yisrael, from those people that are there. If v'hakel es hakol, says the pasuk, if you're able to connect with Klal Yisrael, and then daven for Klal Yisrael, v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem alikeichem, Hashem will listen to those tefillas, because the only right and ability I have to daven for someone else is because he's me, and I'm putting myself in his position, and I'm the chayla atzmai without the midas hadin, mesucha olav. And therefore I could be matiroi, mibeis ha'asurim, v'noishatem, and you'll be saved mi'oivechem. Our job from afar is to work on uniting ourselves, and our bein odom l'chaveroi, work on it starting close at home with friends. The achdus, v'hakel es hakol, the achdus that we need to have to connect with others. If we strengthen our connection, our reyus, our bein adam l'chaveroi, so then when we put ourselves and we want to daven for those in Eretz Yisrael, we put them in our minds, we put our minds and try at least on a little bit of a level to imagine and to feel what they're going through, the trauma that they're going through. And then when we daven, our tefillos are so potent. You're going to cry. It's a tshuva. It's a wake-up call. You have to be mispalel. You have to be bereus. You have to be bereus ba'achdus u'ba'hakeles ha'kol. And in that way you'll be zoicha. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem leikechem. V'noishatem mi'oiveichem. We should be zoicha. That this should be the end of all tzaras. The Yeshua should come, the greatest Yeshua. We should not only hear these chatzaitzers blowing, we should be zeicha very soon to hear that shofar blowing. B'shofar gadol yitaka. That shofar gadol with the coming of Mashiach. Im heira v'yameinu. Amen. Kol tov.